Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. And you know what that means if you've been listening already. It means you're highly intelligent. Your IQ is going up by the minute. If you just tuned in, look what you got to look forward to. You can join this happy throng of really smart people, including our guests. Yeah, our guests. We don't have any people who are guests on our show who aren't very smart, ladies and gentlemen. You know who our Brain Trust members are. They're some of the smartest people in the world, and because we have no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. And a perfect example of that is a brand new friend of ours, a new member of our Brain Trust. Brooks Hughes is the president of Intelligent Hire. And, you know, folks, one of the things that the two areas that I've talked to you about before where you and I don't do all that good a job is in marketing and in human resources. And that's the reason why I like to have folks like Brooks on the show. He can help us talk about the second one especially. Brooks Hughes, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Way too nice of an introduction there, I can tell you that.
It's good to have you here, Brooks. And I enjoyed last night. We had a good time, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It was a lot of fun.
How about that Jody Messina? Can she knock it out?
She was great. She was actually a lot of fun. I'll tell you what, I was very impressed. I'm from Tennessee, and that was a very enjoyable concert.
That's not your grandfather's country music, is it?
No, it sure isn't. That's the modern-day era of country music, I believe.
Jody Messina, ladies and gentlemen. Now, she was the entertainment last night at the draw party at the Administaff Small Business Classic, which, as you know, I'm broadcasting from today. And so... So, Brooks, what do we need to know about doing a better job of hiring the right employees?
Jim, you just mentioned the two areas that historically, I guess, a lot of small businesses have been known to lack a little bit in, which is the marketing and the HR. And I think it just comes down to some of the resources. I think when I talk to a lot of small business owners, you know, some of the resources that they have just aren't as robust as some of the large organizations. So it comes down to maximizing the resources as much as they can, and when I look at small businesses, there's a couple of areas that I've seen historically in the past, and one is there's a couple things that have to happen right up front when you look at hiring top qualified talent. As one is you have to know where and how to get awareness of that job, of the particular posting or of the particular job you have open out there, which means using the right medians to pull top qualified talent in, whether it's using online resources or newspaper resources or even third-party resources as well. That's the first step in it, Jim, I would tell you, is just going out there, making sure that you're in the right mediums to bring awareness to the open position that you have.
Well, see, in the past and even now to a large degree, unfortunately, when a small business owner needs a new employee, they need to hire, replace a key manager or anybody really, The idea of going through that process, the idea of actually, having to deal with that, we'd almost rather be boiled in oil than do it. Most of us don't like it. We don't know how to do it. We're not good at it. We don't know where to begin. We don't know how to. We know that there's probably a more sophisticated way to do it, but we don't know any of that, and we get intimidated. And somebody says, "I need a job," and they say, "Can you start?" And we say, "Can you start tomorrow?" And that happens a lot. And so that's the medium you talked about. All these different mediums you're talking about. Way more sophistication that's available than most of us take advantage of, and that's sad, isn't it?
Well, you know, you just mentioned a good point. It's a scary process, and Jim, I think it is a scary process because if you look at the time it takes to go through that entire process, it takes a lot of time. And you mentioned before with having a lack of resources of a robust HR. Sometimes that's just. One, it's difficult, and it takes a lot of time. And I think that the end result of, at the end of the day, becomes probably, you know, a lot more important for a small business to make that right decision up front. And sometimes if you have to make it that quick, it becomes very scary.
Well, the thing about it is, what I try to remind people about is, the only thing that takes more time than hiring the right employee is hiring the wrong employee.
More time and more money. I mean, it'll cost the company a lot more in the long run if they make that wrong decision. Because there's the
and for a small business, because as you know, Brooks, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. For a small business, hiring the wrong employee, especially if that person is handling customers, it could be catastrophic, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. Brooks Hughes is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with Intelligent Hire. He and I are going to be right back, and we're going to raise all of our IQs right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
When the man is dead, that's right. Turn the microphone. Say the last just as the time bell rings.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and roll the dice. We only live twice. Do it or die.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to subscribe to my blog. The newsletter comes on Sunday by email. The blog comes by Really Simple Syndication, the software of which you can find on our website, on the blog. And it comes every day, unless you just want to go check it out whenever you want to. And all that's there. All these resources that are available to you there will help you to grow your business and have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And it's all available for free because of my organization and our outstanding corporate partners, of whom you know who they are. Brooks Hughes is our guest, and he's with Intelligent Hire, and we're talking about making sure that you do a better job of hiring the right people. Brooks, one of the things I try to get small business owners to do is just to slow down. When you realize you need a new person, you've got to replace somebody who's left or you had to get rid of or whatever, slow down. Just take a deep breath and say, okay, let's just do this one time, folks. This time, I'm going to actually see what the sophisticated steps are, or at least the more sophisticated steps are, in bringing the right person on board. It's going to hurt a little bit. I'm going to have to be more patient. I'm going to have to take some deep breaths. I might even have to take a Valium, but I'm going to slow down a little bit. Brooks, what do you think? Is that a good idea?
I would have to agree 100%. I mean, one is, if you go through a couple of extra steps in the process, you're going to assure yourself that you are able to just put a set of eyeballs on more people and make sure that you're able to compare and contrast multiple individuals without making a harsh, rash decision up front. And then that will ensure that you're, one, giving yourself the opportunity to make that right hire. Because I think, making the wrong decision, we just mentioned before, we'll just cost so much more in the long run. And when you look at resources of the small businesses, you got to make the dollar go a lot further, and part of that is taking the time up front.
Brooks, you mentioned some of the new mediums and some of the technology that's available right now. Talk to us about that.
I think if you look at where a lot of the recruitment industry has gone, you've seen a mass wave go somewhat from the old traditional means of using newspapers, using online. And then there are ways that you can, from a technology standpoint, screen through applicants to a certain degree when an applicant comes in to apply to a particular open position. There are ways, from a technology standpoint, to screen through them. Most of the major areas they have some of those resources out there.
Well, how does Intelligent Hire fit into that spectrum?
Intelligent Hire.
Are you guys like a headhunter?
Not really, Jim. I mean, what we do, we go out and basically bring awareness to the position. We funnel through all the applicants that come and apply to the position. We also dial out to multiple applicants in there. What we're doing is we're trying to find all the applicants that are out there that fit all the requirements of our clients. then what we
but
do
now
is
you're, this is not a passive relationship. I would actually hire you to find this person for me, right?
Oh, absolutely. And then what we would do is
this
we would
is not like I just wander onto the website and see who's available. I actually give you a job description. I tell you people, your company and people who do what you do in your industry, tell you what I need, and we develop a set of specifications, and you go out and try to fulfill those specs.
That's exactly right. And then we use all the resources that are available, whether it's online, print. We'll go out there and do whatever we can to find the relevant applicant to your job posting. Then what we do is we spend 30 minutes to 45 minutes on the phone with these individuals, each one of them, and we come down to the best possible 10 applicants we can find.
So while I'm taking a deep breath, while I'm slowing down a little bit, if we could find some comfort, some of us, including me, could find some comfort in knowing that all I've got to do is be more patient. I don't actually have to go through all the steps. I don't have to find out who all is available because, remember, Brooks, I got to make payroll this week. I got to take care of customers. I got to deal with health care. I've got to go to the bank. I've got to call my congressman. I got lots of stuff to do here. I don't need to be weeding through all these people. I don't have anybody else to hand this off to. And you're telling me that a company like yours and the people in your industry, there are organizations that will take that off of us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the key to that is finding the right partners of your organization that understand what you're looking for, that understand the culture of the type of person you want to bring on, and then also giving you multiple choices to make that hire.
I could give you an assignment, for example. I could give you the specs. You would help me develop the specs. Would you help me develop a job description?
Oh, absolutely. We would take care of that for you. What we would do
I don't remember now. I'm a small business owner. I don't know, I don't know much about human resources. I don't know much about, maybe I'm a great manager. Maybe my employees love me. But when it comes to putting the right, to knowing how to hire and seeing behind the smile whether this round peg is going to fit in my square hole, so to speak, I'm not all that good at that. So you guys can help me get smarter?
Oh, of course, Jim. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest challenges in small business today is it comes down to the time you have on a daily basis to spend doing this. And really, at the end of the day, all you want to do is spend your time looking at the very best applicants and then making a decision of the best of the best and not the best
of the worst. How many people in your industry do what you do?
Multiple people do it. I mean, I think as far as at scale, we are probably one of the largest.
You're one of the folks who do this, and
yes,
we're going to talk about this some more with Brooks Hughes right after these messages. And he's going to give us his website, too, right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blaston, James.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Mr. Van Morrison.
Fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
Brown Eyed Girl, I thought that was the best song he ever did, but I believe Moon Dance is better. Brooks Hughes is our guest, and he's our new friend and the newest member of our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. He's excited about that. He's all a Twitter about that, aren't you, Brooks?
That's right, Jim.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Brooks?
Yes, it is.
Work with me, Brooks. He's the president of Intelligent Hire. Give us the website, Brooks.
It's www.intelligenthire.com.
Intelligenthire.com. Now, you're a division of Career Builders, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. Now, let's do something. By the way, if I go to your website, what am I going to find?
You know what, Jim, it's a very basic website. I mean, we're really a people-talking-to-people company. So, it just gives you basic information on what we do.
How to contact
our phone number on there.
Got the phone number. Why don't you go ahead and give me that phone number?
It is basically I'm going to go and give you my phone number, Jim. It's the main line.
All right.
It's 773-527-1192.
All right. You're not going to give me – you don't have an 800 number? I don't want to pay for the call, Brooks.
Well, you know what? I'm going to pull it up. Jim's trying to put me on the spot there.
That's
here.
Okay. That's all right. We'll give it out in a minute. I want to get back to – before we go, I want to make a – I want you to walk us quickly through what would happen. I'm going to call you up. Hey, Brooks, I got a small business. I need a new general manager. What are you going to do for me? How are you going to work this out?
Well, Jim, first of all, I'm going to put you in touch with one of our consultants who's going to spend about 30 minutes on the phone with you. And basically, the goal of that phone call is to get all the specific requirements, job description, everything about the position that you need. And then more importantly, what are your non-negotiables? What are the things that they have to have, right? What are the
You're going to ask me some questions that I knew, but I didn't know that I needed to think about to hire a new person, aren't
you? That's right. That's right.
You're going to mine some stuff out of my head that I know, maybe I know, but I might not bring that to bear if I were doing the hiring process.
I don't think that you would, because it is a detailed process that you have to get through the culture, and there may be some things that you just won't accept that
right.
Sometimes you just got to have it pulled out of you there.
And those are the non-negotiables. All right, what do you got to have, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, the goal of our service
For example, I definitely want a degreed person, or it doesn't have to be a degreed person.
That's right.
With a college degree. Okay, what's next?
Well, and then it's years of experience, right? It's, you know, how many, what's the minimum years of experience you need? What's the ideal?
Right.
And then what's the maximum?
Right.
And then I think the next part of it is, you know, you got to get into what's the pay, what's the benefits, right? And then you have to also get into where are some of the areas that you have found success in the past, right? Where are some of the areas that you've found some of your best employees in the past that have worked for you the most?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's the key areas that you're looking to hire this individual from. You know, what is the focus area that you're looking for them to reside in? And then what are the key points of the job that they have to do on a daily, hourly basis?
But now Brooks, I live in Sheboygan, and I already know everybody here. I know all the people around here. How are you going to find somebody that I haven't already met?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, Jim, you just mentioned a town like Sheboygan, which you probably do know a lot of people. But a lot of times when you look at that, there are people that come in and out of the job market in Sheboygan every day that you just don't know about. And
there might there might be somebody in Schenectady that wants to move to Sheboygan or just moved to Sheboygan.
That's a good point. There's a lot of people that would either be willing to move to Sheboygan or are in the process of moving there that you just don't know.
I don't really live in Sheboygan, folks. I just like to say that name. I think that's a cool city. Okay, Brooks, we got 1 minute left. What's the last thing you tell us?
Well, Jim, here it is. It's 1-877-9 hiring.
1-877-9
for you. 1-877-9 hiring.
We get all the information out here, folks. But what? Tell us now. What's the last thing that you're going to do? How long is it going to be before you get back with me? Now that I've gone through this process of giving you the information that you've gotten out of me, and when will I hear from you next?
Basically, it's a 10-day process. Once we start recruiting, we deliver the top 10 applicants that we find for your position in less than 10 days.
Right.
So it gives you the opportunity.
What does something like that cost?
Basically, for a 10-day standard ad, it costs $6,000.
Uh-huh. All right, and that's a cap, right? No more than that.
Nope, it's one flat fee. We don't charge a percentage of the hire. It's basically, you get
what if,
to choose.
What if I don't choose one of your 10?
Well, Jim, we're going to work with you to make sure you do choose one of those top 10. We're going to spend 30 minutes on the phone with you to make sure that we have all the specific requirements that you need.
And, folks, that might be a little bit of sticker shock, but I'll tell you what. Think about what it costs you to hire the wrong person. A lot more than $6,000. Hey, Brooks, give us the website again, please.
It's www.intelligenthire.com.
Will you come back another day?
I sure will, Jim.
We got
the brain trust now.
Hey, thanks. Exactly right. Thanks, Brooks. I'll see you next time.
Okay.
In fact, I'll see you later today over at the golf course.
That's right.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from the Administaff, Small Business Plastic in Woodlands, Texas. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.